The Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society will present their final concert of the season Sunday afternoon beginning at 3 in Fowler Hall at Purdue's Stewart Center. I recently spoke with two of the musicians who will be on the program, pianist Mary Heller and violinist Regan Eckstein, and the Society's artistic director Margot Marlatt, to get this preview. You have a rather large group for this concert.
Isn't it great? Yeah, I really...
Almost a chamber orchestra, no.
Getting close, right, as I say to my elementary kids, you can play chamber music without a conductor up till about 10 or 11 people, so we're still underneath that quota. We have seven of us, and I'm happy to have, for the first time on the series, Sarah Boyer, who's a cellist in the Indianapolis Symphony. I've known her for some 20 years, and she's agreed to play in the Brahms Sextet. Also on the program is the Associate Concertmaster of the Indianapolis Symphony. His name is Philip Palermo. I'm really happy to have him. He's a wonderful musician, very great to work with, and rehearsals have been a lot of fun. The two violists I have left out, Colette Abel from Indy and Amy Bramfenbrenner, who's right here from West Lafayette, and they're both playing on the Brahms Sextet together. And Mary's out on her own there with Phil and Sarah.
Yeah, starting you off with the Archduke Trio by Beethoven.
I'll talk just a little bit about the namesake. Archduke Rudolf was a combination of things for Beethoven. He was his friend, he was his patron, and he actually was his piano student. And there's some question as to whether the Archduke himself would have been accomplished enough as an amateur pianist to have performed it. He had a form of epilepsy, which prevented him from taking a very active role in the military life of his day, so he had more time to develop as a musician and a music lover. He and Beethoven were very close, and it was Rudolf's idea to organize a yearly salary for Beethoven so that he could stay in Vienna and compose, since he was being underwritten by some of his friends. Beethoven himself was a pretty brilliant pianist, and although he was unconventional in his approach, and there are lots of stories of broken, tangled strings sticking out of the piano and images of his pounding on the keyboard. And the Archduke Trio was the last public performance that he ever did in 1814, and his hearing was pretty impaired at that point.
I would have banged, too, if I couldn't hear anything.
There were stories about this particular performance having appropriate balance, but I prefer to think that it's just hard to get the balance right in this piece, whether you're deaf or not.
Okay. All right.
In spite of the length of the Archduke Trio, even though it's the end of Beethoven's second period, it's a pretty happy work. Mm-hmm. It's fairly lighthearted. Mm-hmm. And robust and lyrical and all of the things that you often don't find, for me, in Beethoven. Especially the third movement is the most solemn, hymn-like, beautiful, warm D major theme that you will ever find anywhere. It reminds me of how small we are in comparison to God, who gave us this great gift of music and used any vessel he chose to be the composer and allowed us to have talent, and even probably ordained a mother who made us practice, and that we are innocent bystanders in a sense of his great gift. And the Archduke Third Movement is really a profound experience for me.
It's also interesting to me, I don't know if Margot planned this when she set the program, but not only is the Archduke, you know, one of the more upbeat kind of pieces of Beethoven, but the Brahms Sextet is also a very sunny work, I would say, for Brahms, don't
Brahms.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
There are, in fact, a lot of parallels, I think, with those two pieces, both masterful variation composers, and both pieces have masterful variation movements, and it's an interesting combination of pieces. Mm.
I was just going to hop in here and talk about Sarah, just because she has this spectacular opening melody that opens the sextet. And so I sit back and play a very supportive role, but I'm loving it.
And also Brahms was just really enamored of cello sound in particular. And the sextet is exciting to do because it is such a rich kind of bass sound with the two violas and the two celli.
This is our final concert of the season. I probably didn't mention that yet, and we like to call it our Advertisers Appreciation Concert. Every spring, we have a little bit more elaborate reception in which we give a nod to our advertisers who are so important, so integral to the success and the financial success of the organization. So that's this Sunday as well. So we give a shout out to all our advertisers on Sunday.
And a shout out to all the patrons not to go to Duncan Hall on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you. Yes. Right. Purdue Fowler Hall, parking is free on the weekends. You can get tickets in advance at Vaughn's Books or at Tippecanoe Arts Federation. And our college student ticket price is half price. And our K through 12 students are always free.
Margot Marlatt, the artistic director of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. She was joined in the studio with me by pianist Mary Heller and violinist Regan Eckstein. Sunday afternoon's concert begins at 3 at Fowler Hall in Purdue's Stewart Center. Tickets are available, again, at Vaughn's, Tippecanoe Arts Federation, and they'll also be available at the door. And more information on the concert and on the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society can be found at tippecanoechambermusic.org.